It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, USDA released their April cattle on feed report. Of course, this report gave us an idea of how many cattle were in our feedlots at the beginning of April, how many were marketed for the month of March, and how many were placed in feedlots in the month of March. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the numbers for the report.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the April cattle and feed report has returned the report back to what we were seeing before last month's report, and that is lower placements, lower marketings, and a lower on feed number. And all that is kind of just wrapped around the idea that we just have less cattle in the U.S. and we still have the border closed to Mexico. Right now, the cases are starting to increase as far as the new world screwworm in Mexico is concerned. And that will likely continue to keep the border closed, and it will likely continue to put a strain on the number of cattle available to go into the feedlots. As of April 1, on feed numbers were expected to come in at 100%. They were at 99%, which is 1% less than expected. And that shows that we've got a little bit friendliness as far as the on feed numbers are concerned, less than expected. Overall, though, the feedlots have started to slow down their marketings just because they're looking at prolonging the time frame that the cattle are in the lots, which is helping to increase the weights, and it's helping to take care of some of the shortness as far as the numbers are concerned by putting in more pounds. Placements had dropped back down. They were 93%, expected to be at 93%, and that's where they came in at. So now we started to see a little bit of a slowdown as far as the placements are concerned. Stands to reason because we increased to so many calves came into the feedlot in February. Basically, producers were pulling them ahead. They weren't looking at new cattle coming around. And marketings came in as expected at 94% as well. Now, pretty soon these numbers are going to start to show larger percentages because it's been a good year since we started to see the numbers decline. So we're going to start to see them get equal or at least be close to 100% of year-ago levels. Still means the numbers are fairly tight, and until we start seeing significantly above 100%, that tells us that we're continuing to see numbers being somewhat stagnated, and the cattle market will likely be able to continue to see some strength. Now, cattle put in new all-time contract highs here a week ago. Then they ran into some selling troubles, mainly because of concerns about domestic demand with the economy slowing down a little bit, with the stock market taking a hit, and because of crude oil rallying back up again. Those are going to be the two demons that are going to continue to fight with the cattle markets right now, as the disposable income from the average consumer is being right now kind of challenged with the higher energy costs and lower stock market. And we also have competing protein sources starting to become fairly cheap, with, of course, pork and chicken now actually at lower prices this year versus last year. So that will continue to put some pressure in on beef demand.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.